Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Morning Show. The Home Team. No, it's both. It's the Crossover.
Crossover! Step back!
Presented by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen right here on 960theref.com.
All right, that is the Crossover Podcast presented by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Watkinsville and Five Points. Chris Brame from the Home Team. David Johnston from the Morning Show. We don't see each other as much these days.
No, we don't.
But we've still managed to at least set aside a few minutes once a week to deliver the Crossover Podcast and keep everyone focused on hopefully something other than coronavirus. And thanks to Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen, our sponsor. In fact, they delivered me a delicious cheese pie for lunch today. So Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen, and do your best if you can to support all local restaurants and businesses, your favorite ones, and continue with takeout, delivery. And if there's ever been an industry that's been suited for takeout and delivery, that's pretty much the pizza business. And Fully Loaded, it was delicious, and we had a nice no contact delivery.
That's right.
And so they just came, dropped it off, and let me know when they had dropped it off, and you can ahead of time go ahead and pay, do the tip and all that beforehand, and there's no human contact at all these days, but it worked perfectly. So keep them in mind if you get hungry, or if you go to the grocery store and there's nothing in there, which has been pretty much standard for the last couple of weeks.
Just gotta keep, Logan and I have been saying in the mornings, we're one day closer to something. We just don't know when that day is.
So that's
just
true.
Keep pushing through.
Well, that's a better spin on it, because today, as we're recording this on a Thursday, today is really probably like the first day where I've really been bummed out, because today was supposed to be opening day for Major League Baseball and also the start of the Sweet 16. I mean, today should have been as good a sports year as just about any on the calendar, and here we are. And then I've gone to a real dark place where I've thought about how, what is this, like day 15 or 16 with sports pretty much just canceled / postponed. And, you know, sometimes I start thinking, like, is there still a longer period of time before sports returns than the period of time that's already passed, which feels like an eternity as it is?
Yeah. I mean, that's the weird thing. So, what are you calling ground? See, I'm calling that Thursday, which was 2 weeks ago today, kind of day zero.
Yeah.
And then I'm calling Friday the 13th because it's easy to remember, and it was Friday the 13th. That's day one to me of when this new thing started.
Because, I mean, I believe the Braves played a spring training game on that Thursday. They were playing the Tigers, and they finished it.
They finished it. They won, I think.
Yeah, but like there were a few conference tournaments that started. None of them finished, though. Maybe they played a half, and that was it. So as far as just a full, complete game of something, there might have been some spring training games that day. But Wednesday was really the last day. Wednesday of 2 weeks ago now was really the last day that there was just a full,
well, that was the
completed
the
sporting event. Yeah.
And that's when everyone started calling it.
Yeah. And that was, you know, even Georgia. Georgia got to play that night and at least ended its season with a W. So that was something for sure.
Yeah, because it was Wednesday that night. We had lost to Georgia Southern down there in Statesboro, and we had gotten word during the game that we were going to be playing the Gators in front of nobody, in front of no fans. And that was Wednesday night. And then waking up Thursday morning thinking at that point it was still, we were headed to Gainesville. And then 2 or 3 hours later, it's like, head on back to Athens.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah, it was done. And then originally it was, we're going to postpone until March 30th. And then it was sometime in the middle of April. And then it was just like, no, the rest of the academic year for 19 and 20 has been nixed as far as college athletics go. Now, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, has said, you know, they're exploring a lot of different possibilities for when and how they might be able to get the baseball season cranked up. And I guess as of now, he still says that they're hoping for at least mid-May where they can start to prepare for a season. But he says once they get to the point where, like, okay, we can have a season, then he's estimating it's going to be at least 4 weeks of some sort of spring training or something to let the players get kind of, you know, back in shape.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, for pitchers, that's where you got to be a little bit more careful just because of their arms. But I'm sure these guys, they're staying on, the coaches have them on, like, kind of workout programs. Can you throw a bullpen in your basement? I mean, can you replicate something like that? I don't know. But, I mean, I don't think it's a situation where it's going to take them – a ton of time. 4 weeks to me sounds like a long time, but I'm not a pitching coach either.
Yeah.
I feel like I know a little bit more about baseball than trying to predict the coronavirus.
I would almost like, how about the games count and they're like regular season games, but it's fine. Like, all right, Mike Soroka starts opening day, but he's on a pitch count, right?
Yeah.
And so maybe he pitches two or three innings like he would at the start of spring training, but, you know, the game counts and the games are played and, you know, not in Florida or Arizona, and at least at some team stadium. But I know they're coming up with all kinds of possibilities of maybe playing in front of empty houses with no fans there. And yeah, I guess even some teams in cities like, you know, the Yankees and the Mets, maybe they can't play there and they just have to end up going to Florida, Arizona, and playing in some spring training venue where it might be safer. At least this crisis isn't as ramped up as it is in other places.
That's the thing. I think that's what we're starting to see a little bit here too, is some places aren't quite nearly as bad as other places, but then that doesn't mean people from the places where it's ramped up can't take it somewhere else too.
Yeah, no, but
so yeah, you don't know right now.
I mean, you know, everyone's antsy. I mean, fans are antsy, and you think, of course, I mean, the players and the coaches, they all want to get back out there and start playing too. They don't want to be cooped up and in isolation and quarantine like everybody else is. I guess Mark Cuban, I saw him talking about, he said he was setting the over under for June 1st with the NBA, and he would take the under.
He would take the under. He's also cursing at senators on his Twitter
account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they couldn't get the deal done.
Yeah.
He had enough.
I guess they finally got something hammered out.
Yeah, but $2 trillion. I can't even imagine what a trillion is.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll never get there.
What is that? That's
how many zeros
is that? Yeah. Is that 10? No, let's see. Would that be 12 zeros? Is that right? No, would that be, let's see, 6 zeros would be a million.
A million.
9 would be a billion, and
so
12 would be a trillion.
I guess
all
so.
Right. Yeah. I can't even fathom that number.
12 zeros on that on that thing. So we're all just trying to get by and make do. And I did enjoy last week some of the throwback games that a few of the networks put on there. I actually watched a NASCAR race, Dave. The Miller High Life 400 from Richmond in 1986 that Fox aired, that had originally been broadcast on TBS. So that's even a cool thing too when you go back and you see like the old, like an old TBS broadcast of NASCAR.
Logan and I this morning went through the ninth inning of the Braves 92 NLCS Game 7. He had watched it, and then we kind of went through it and tried to remember back on a lot of stuff. It was actually kind of cool, kind of interesting. It was just that bottom of the ninth inning.
Yeah.
The Braves being down 2-0 and then coming back and winning 3-2.
It started with that Chico leaned error, right?
It started with a Terry Pendleton double.
Okay.
So there was no curse of the leadoff double in that game. And then, Chico leaned. And here's another thing. This is how over the years, I'd had it in my brain that he hadn't made an error all season.
He made only like two, though.
Six.
Oh, he'd made six.
He'd made
okay.
six. But he was the Gold Glove winner at second base in the National League that year. So he had made six errors during the regular season, but still, he was a phenomenal fielder. And then, let's see, after that, I guess Sid Bream walked, and then they went to the bullpen and brought in Stan Belinda. And I'm trying to remember what happened after that. There was I think Ron Gant hit a sac fly that almost – did it almost get out? So that made it 2-1 with one out. And then I think there was another walk, maybe Damon Berryhill. That loaded the bases. And then Brian Hunter popped out. So that was two outs, bases loaded. And then Cabrera's base hit. And Jimmy Williams was the third base coach. And he rolled the dice, which I'm glad he did.
Yeah, he did.
Turned out to be a great call. If he holds Bream, which you probably, you know, he's the slowest guy in the majors. I mean, if he holds him there and then the Pirates get out of inning, you go to extra innings, the Braves probably have to bring Ron Gannon to play second base and leave Cabrera in to play in the outfield. They go into extra innings. So there's a lot of like cool little things that you kind of look at now to see, oh, what might have happened if he doesn't score there.
Yeah. I get maybe that was part of the gamble too, is knowing we've at least got the game tied
exactly,
now.
Yeah.
So take a shot. But
exactly.
I mean, yeah, you're testing, you got Sid Bream testing with Bonds' arm.
And Bonds was getting to the ball just as Bream was touching third and still couldn't throw him out.
Yeah. Well, that's a blight on Bonds' career then.
And maybe Jimmy Williams knew Otis Nixon was on deck. It would have been back to the top of the order. So maybe he's like, hey, if he gets thrown out, we got extra innings, we got Nixon, we got the top of the order leading off the 10th. That's what we'll go with.
Yeah. Hey, Otis could have, just grounded one somewhere and beat it out, maybe.
Well, he tried that in the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't work.
Against the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
That was the last
final
out of that series, wasn't it?
Yeah. Final out.
Old Otis.
Yeah.
But, that's what you got now.
That's what we're doing now. We're examining things like that.
Yeah, you're just kind of, reliving past games and – you know, remembering some of those vintage games. I know CBS last weekend put about a half dozen old NCAA tournament games on in place of what would have been this year's NCAA tournament. I don't know if they plan on doing that again this weekend. The one network that's not really stepping up is the Golf Channel that keeps just showing the 2018 Valspar. Or I mean, I know Kisner won it last year, but still, last year's match play.
Yeah. Wonder if they're under some kind of, I don't know, limitation as to what they can show and what they can't show. I wouldn't think so.
I mean, do you think they have any access to old Masters, or is that CBS?
That's probably,
or Augusta.
But I would think if Augusta wanted them to, that's the problem though, is because ESPN and CBS have the Masters.
Yeah.
So maybe Golf Channel just doesn't have access to that.
Yeah.
But they got access to plenty of other stuff.
Yeah,
even if it's not the Masters.
Like, they could step up with something other than the Valspar.
Yeah.
I know last night the NBA TV had the NBA Finals. I guess it was from 89, Pistons over the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Motor City.
You like going back and looking at those.
Yeah.
I'll take that all
That's
day.
Cool.
I watched more NASCAR last Sunday than I've watched in years when I saw – here's an old race from Richmond. There appears to be a 7-11 in the infield. Dale Earnhardt was leading, and of course, at the end of the race, got into a wreck with two laps to go and didn't win. And Kyle Petty won, which was his first career victory. So it was good. I appreciate you checking us out. The Crossover Podcast presented by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Watkinsville and Five Points in Athens. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can listen anytime on demand to 960theref.com, or better yet, go and get that 960 The Ref app, and you can find it in the App Store if you're on an iPhone, Google Play if you have an Android.
When we come back on the other side, I have some baseball results if you would like them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Okay. All right. Well,
is it a sim thing?
Yes.
Okay, because I saw the... Not only did I see, I actually watched some of it.
Okay.
It was the Falcons and the Saints were being simmed. Here's the scary part. You could bet on it. And
that's what I was going to ask you about.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll have a mention, too, because we recorded last Thursday. The next day, the Falcons signed Todd Gurley. So on our last episode, we never actually talked about the Falcons and Gurley. So we'll get into that, too. Quick little break. We'll hear from Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen. And then we'll be back for part two, the Crossover Podcast, here on 960theref.com and the 960 The Ref app.
You know it's just a matter of time before you'll want some comfort food, like a big ooey-gooey pizza or juicy wings. But you can curb those cravings with Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen's curbside service. Just go to fullyloaded.pizza and pay by credit card. Then once you arrive, call them with your name and car description. They'll bring all your comforting favorites out to you. Get comfort food curbside with Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen at Five Points in Athens and off Mars Hill Road in Watkinsville.
All right, it is episode 129 of the Crossover Podcast, presented as always by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Watkinsville and in Five Points. Chris Brame from the home team, David Johnston from the morning show. And yeah, as we teased, now the one thing that we have is that between like Madden and MLB The Show, we've taken to now we'll just simulate baseball games on PlayStations or Xboxes.
Well, here's what I have. Did you ever play the board game Strat-O-Matic? Did you ever have that? Are you familiar with that?
I had a version that you used to be able to order it from Sports Illustrated, and it was called Stratus Pro.
Okay.
I think it was kind of a knockoff of that. But it was, I had a football version and a baseball version.
Because the guy that does Strat-O-Matic, he's like 80-something years old, and he invented this when he was like a kid.
Yeah.
And it's just evolved over the years. And I think they do a bunch of different sports now, but I think it originally was baseball.
With baseball, yeah.
And I had this game when I was a kid, and it wasn't one where you just... It wasn't like a regular board game. It was one where you had to kind of put stuff together.
There were cards and
lineups and all that stuff. Well, Strat-O-Matic.com is simulating every game of the Major League season. So every day, every afternoon, you get the results of that day's games. So we already know how the Diamondbacks and Braves did tonight as we record this. On a Thursday
Excellent.
Afternoon.
So Soroka started opposite who?
Madison Bumgarner.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Yes. Good pitching matchup. And before I give you the result, here's what they went with. Acuna in center. Albies at second. Freeman at first. Ozuna, despite his struggles in spring training, got the start in left field batting cleanup.
Keep in mind, he's sitting on like two hits.
Yes, yes. Travis d'Arnaud started at catcher, and he hit fifth. Adam Duvall got the start in right field, batting sixth. Let's see here. Seventh would have been, it looks like Dansby Swanson. Batting eighth was Hechavarria over Camargo and Riley.
Wow.
And batting ninth was, the pitcher, Soroka. So that was the Braves lineup that they went with for Strat-O-Matic for the season opening game. Soroka went six innings, gave up five hits and three runs, two walks. We had 10 strikeouts, so he had a good run. And the bullpen went three scoreless innings.
There you go.
Shane Green, Will Smith, and Mark Melanson. So the Braves score two in the top of the ninth and win 5-3. So the Braves get a season opening victory over the Diamondbacks.
Do you have is it a whole box score?
Yep, I got everything.
So another guy who was having a terrible spring was Acuna.
Acuna started. Are you talking about Acuna?
Acuna had a terrible spring too.
2-for-5 with two runs scored.
Okay.
I'll just give it to you. Albies 1-for-4 with a run scored. God, isn't this terrible? This is what we're doing now on our. And we're going to do this in the morning, too.
Let me get to how frightening Madden simulations can be.
Freddie Freeman, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Ozuna, 1-for-4. D'Arnaud, 2-for-4 with two RBIs. Duvall went 0-for-3. Let's see here. Swanson went 2-for-4 with a run scored. And the big hit was the two runs in the ninth inning. That came on a Johan Camargo pinch hit. Home run.
Excellent.
So he's a little mad about not being in the lineup, so he goes out and homers.
So we had a bullpen melting opening day for the Diamondbacks.
Yes. Yes, we did. And let's see, what did Bumgarner do? He gave up three runs in five innings. But they had, a bullpen meltdown with Archie Bradley and whoever Lopez is. He gave up the home run to Camargo. So here's the little recap. It says, Soroka reeled off a total of 10 strikeouts as the Atlanta Ball Club defeated the Arizona team. Wonder if they have to word it that
I
way.
Think trademarks, you probably.
As the Atlanta Ball Club defeated the Arizona team by the score of 5-3. At Chase Field, though, it does have Chase Field. Says that Atlanta came up with the deciding runs in the top of the ninth. After two were out, Dansby Swanson keyed the rally when he banged out a single. Johan Camargo, next to the plate, lifted one out of the park for a two-run homer. Braves had 13 hits, and the Diamondbacks only had six, so the Braves must have left some men on. So Will Smith gets the victory, Melanson gets the save, and Archie Bradley suffers a loss.
Well, Camargo actually had some pretty good pinch hits last year for the team, too. I felt like last year he always kept a pretty good head and attitude about things when he wasn't playing every day. But he delivered in a pinch.
Yeah. So maybe this will get him going. Maybe he'll be in the lineup for tomorrow.
Yeah. So, well, no, I noticed on some, you know, certain offshore businesses that are trying to stay in business also that they had NFL 2020 Sims. I'm like, what is this? So I clicked on it last night.
Is that S-I-M-S?
Yes.
Okay. So short for simulation.
Yes. So I click on it last night, and I see the Falcons are plus 2.5 against the Saints. The money line was like the Falcons were plus 105, and the over-under was 54. And I'm like, good grief. This is a real thing. And it said on the bottom that the game would be simulated at 12 noon. It was, again, we're recording this on a Thursday, March the 26th. The game was being simulated that afternoon at noon, and it had a website for Twitch that you could go and watch it. Well, so I get up this morning, and I look at it again, and not only are there lines, but it appears people are actually wagering on them because the line had moved. The Falcons were up to a field goal underdog. The money line had shot up to like 130, and the total had gone up to 58. So like somebody's actually wagering on this.
Wow.
So anyway, I got on there for a little bit this afternoon and watched it. But it is. It's Madden. They're basically, it's just the computer is playing Madden. And it's a full, they play four 15-minute quarters. And when I got on there, it was 17-17 in the fourth quarter.
Can you wager in-game?
Yeah, I don't think they had any live wagering. But if you really want to get in on it, I think it's 7 o'clock tonight. The Steelers are playing somebody, and you can bet on it. But so it was 17-17. The Saints were kind of driving, and then Grady Jarrett sacked Breeze. They had to settle for a field goal, which they missed. So here comes the offense. And then my fully loaded Pizza Kitchen pizza was delivered, so I turned it off and stopped watching. But the Falcons were like, they were inside the 10-yard line bidding to take the lead about midway through the fourth quarter. So I don't know how it turned out, but maybe Atlanta, the simulation, the Falcons plus 3 cashed for some degenerates out there.
Man.
It looked like the game probably went under, though.
Looks like so, it, yes.
But that's what we got now.
Well, I did feel horrible. I've seen photos of, like, Fremont Street and the Vegas Strip, and it's pitiful.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
And I guess the draft, they are saying they're still going to hold the draft.
But it's not going to be there.
Yeah, they're just going to have it in a conference room.
Yeah, they could have it in a box.
Yeah. Although a bunch of the GMs have, I guess, signed some petition that they don't want to have it because they don't feel like they can adequately prepare for it. Have you seen how you guys draft when you can prepare? Because if you think these Falcons moves, and I guess we can segue into Atlanta signing Gurley. So from Atlanta getting rid of Beasley to signing Dante Fowler to now signing Todd Gurley, those guys were all drafted in the same draft of 20, that was 15, right?
Yeah.
The 2015 draft, in the top 10 players picked, only one of them is still on the team that drafted him. Now, that's a draft now that is 5 seasons into their career. And the top 10 picks, only one of them, Brandon Scherff, who Washington took, still plays for the team that took him. So, you know, listen, go ahead and just have the draft. You're just basically throwing darts and guessing anyway.
That's a good point. And, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. And then you can have a third-round pick that ends up getting his second contract.
Yeah.
You know,
or like Grady Jarrett.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the thing is, I know they didn't get the pro days, but they've already had the combine. They've already had the senior games. They've got, at least on most of these guys, 2 years of tape. They've already done the interviews. What else? I know there's more to it than that, but I mean, come on.
They talked about, you know, like psychological evaluations and things like that. And I get it, but none of you really appear to be so great at your job that it really matters whether you have more time or less time to do the draft.
I hope they do it and they do one round per night.
Yeah, I've seen
drag
that.
Drag it out as much as possible.
So a 7-day event.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, though, on the 7th day, are you really watching the 7th round?
Well, you know, maybe not, but I'd like to have the option of it.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough.
They're like bowl games.
True.
It's like, you know, I'm one of those that always says, hey, you don't have to like them, but
don't watch them
if you don't want to.
I'd take it where every team is eligible for a bowl, even like Akron last year that
exactly.
didn't win a game.
Yes.
1-11 ATS. Like,
yes.
If they were in a bowl game, I'd have watched
That's
it.
Right. That's right. Oh, yeah. Well, they actually had some intrigue because of their ATS record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't cover a game for their first 10 weeks, I think. They were the first team to ever go double digits without a cover.
Incredible.
That's impressive. But, yeah, so the Falcons, we didn't get a chance to touch on that last week because they signed Todd Gurley on Friday. And, you know, it's questionable what Gurley still has left because he has had a bad knee for the last couple of years. He didn't average 4 yards a carry last season with the Rams, and you know, LA definitely had buyer's remorse on that big contract they gave him. But for the Falcons, he's beloved in the state. So if there's something Atlanta needs, I mean, they do need some enthusiasm from people, to something to get excited about, because I don't know that overall anyone's got high expectations for the team in general. And you know, I guess the price is right. It's kind of a low risk maneuver for the team.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, if they had given him and I'm as a Georgia guy, I'm loving the fact that they've got him, but if they'd given him a multi-year contract and tied up money in there, that probably wouldn't have been, you know, very responsible on their part. So I think both sides were good with the situation, and this gives Todd a chance to have a good year and then maybe get another contract.
Yeah, and he'll be playing in front of people fired up to definitely watch him.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I just know that the my favorite sports term now, load management, will be coming to the Falcons this season.
Yes, it will. And since Falcons fans were already practicing social distancing at the end of last year in the stadium, this might get them going back in, too.
In fact, that was one game I remember thinking when the Rams came to Atlanta last season, because Gurley was playing for them, I thought, you know, they might actually have a decent turnout. And so I remember turning that game on, and one of the announcers even commented like how unbelievable it was that a stadium that big could be as quiet as it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, I know.
I think at that point that the Falcons were 1-6 and about to be 1-7.
And they turned it around, saved the coach's job. And
yeah.
Here we are.
And now have the 16th pick of the draft.
Yes. And a harder schedule than the Bucs.
Yeah. Well, Dave, and they don't have Brady now either.
That's right.
Well, continue good health and
yeah,
be
same
safe.
To you, Chris. See you again next week, and look forward to seeing what we got going on.
Yeah. Hey, maybe by next week we'll have sports back.
I think we'll find out what the Braves record is in Stratomatic.
Yeah.
But we know they won their season opener.
Keep me posted, and I'll keep everyone posted on the Madden simulations actually wager on.
Yes.
The crossover podcast presented, as always, by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Athens and Five Points in Athens, also the original location in Watkinsville. We appreciate them for sponsoring us. As always, subscribe to us on iTunes. Listen whenever you want on demand at 960theref.com. Or better yet, go out and get that new 960 The Ref app if you haven't downloaded it yet, in the App Store for iPhone users, in Google Play if you're on an Android. For Dave, I'm Chris. This has been the Crossover Podcast here on 960theref.com and the 960 The Ref app.
You've been listening to The Crossover, presented by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen on 960theref.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.